They're off to San Jose and will face the Sharks tomorrow afternoon. And here's Kevin Kurtz joining us on the VGK Insider Show. Darren Millard, Ryan Wallace. First home game for San Jose tomorrow, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they had their two quote home games in Arizona, which were supposed to be the Golden Knights, obviously rescheduled. But yeah, first one tomorrow at SAP Center.
So this is one of the makeup games. What do you anticipate the response from the San Jose Sharks tomorrow? There could be one of, we're finally home, what a relief, or one of excitement and energy and coming out saying, we're on our familiar ice, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that they'd be a little bit jazzed up to finally play at home. You know, it's been a tough road. I mean, let's face it, it's, training camp started in Arizona for them on New Year's Eve. A lot of them were in Arizona a few days before that. So, you know, they got home when those games were canceled for about a week, but that was it. So, you know, I, as much of a struggle as it's been for this team, and it has been, and let's face it, they don't look like a very good team right now. You don't want to bury them, I think, or write them off just yet, just because I don't think any of us can really comprehend how difficult it's been for these guys in the middle of a pandemic to be on the road for basically 45 days out of 50. So we'll see what we get out of them. I mean, I would think they'll be pretty energized to play against Pete DeBoer again and obviously their rival. But, you know, I think there's a talent gap between the two teams, too.
You know, one of the interesting parts about this going back for Pete DeBoer is he's going to face Bob Bugner. And Pete said today on his in his Zoom meeting that he basically, in the back of his mind, knew that Bob would be the guy to take over for him when he brought Bugner back into the fold after a stint with the Florida Panthers. There's a great relationship, a long-standing relationship between these two head coaches. Sometimes there's bad blood. You're not happy with the guy that took over for you. That isn't the case. They're friends.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're friends for sure. And you know, it goes back to the first time Bob was an assistant under Pete. The first 2 years here in San Jose. So you know, DeBoer comes in 2015 and Bob's running the defense and the team makes a run to the Stanley Cup final. And, you know, Bob really at the time played a big role in turning Brent Burns into a Norris Trophy caliber defenseman. And they've had a great relationship. And obviously Pete was a part of that as well as the head coach for 2 years. And then, you know, Bob went to Florida after he left the Sharks, went to Florida for 2 years to coach the Panthers. And then he came back to San Jose because I think, you know, the Sharks really missed his direction on the back end. So, yeah, they're very close. They're very good friends, and I'm sure that's not going to change regardless of what happens on the ice.
They went to high school together. I didn't know that until today.
Yeah, you know what? I read that today, too. I didn't know they were that close. I knew they went back to the junior hockey days, and they've known each other for a long time. I didn't realize it was high school either.
So given the friendship and just kind of given the trajectory with their careers, who do you think is more motivated to win tomorrow night? Is it Pete DeBoer? Is it Bob Bugner? Or a little bit of both? Where are you at on that?
Well, I would think it's Bob just because the Sharks are desperately in need of a win. You just look at the standings. You know, the Sharks have really not played a full 60-minute game yet. You know, they have five wins, but four of them came in a shootout. They still only have just one regulation overtime win. They're really looking for that consistent full effort from start to finish, and they haven't gotten it. So, you know, I think when you're a coach in Bugner's position like you are now, you're looking for maybe a signature win, you know, a solid win over an elite team. And if the Sharks were able to pull that off tomorrow, that would sure be something that they could potentially build off of. But you know, I'm sure it's going to be special for Pete coming back here too. I know he enjoyed his time here, and he was the most successful head coach that the Sharks have ever had. You know, it was the best 4-year stretch in franchise history that they've had in their 30-year history. So, you know, no fans is unfortunate, so that'll probably you know, tone it down a little bit. But you know, the Sharks need to win more than Vegas does at this point, I would suggest.
You're right about he enjoyed his time there. We've all been around people who have, in the hockey world, who have been let go and found other jobs, and they don't speak very highly of the place that they were before. In fact, they go out of their way to make sure that you know how they feel about the job that they were in before. And I've had the conversations with Pete about San Jose, and he really does admire Doug Wilson and really enjoyed his time with the San Jose Sharks. Now, he goes against the team that he coached. There's some pieces that have gone. But during the scouting report, what's he going to see as far as who's playing well for San Jose and who has to pick up their socks?
Yeah, you know, you can really count on one hand who's been consistently good for the Sharks all season long. It starts with Logan Couture, the captain. He's really been their leader so far, and I think he's taken another step in becoming that captain since Joe Pavelski left. You know, last year wasn't enjoyable for anyone. It got off on the wrong foot really from day one. Brent Burns still is playing well on the back end. He's got a partner, Mario Ferraro, who's in his second year, who's maybe been the Sharks' best defenseman so far. But, you know, this team's just had too many guys that have been inconsistent, and that's why they've struggled to win. Eric Carlson has not gotten going. He's been up and down. Timo Meier, Evander Kane have had their moments where they're good for, you know, one or two games, but then they disappear for three or four games after that. But, you know, the focus tomorrow for the Sharks is going to be in goal, because Martin Jones now is in his third season of just, you know, not very good goaltending. And last night in Los Angeles, they lost 6-2 to the Kings, and they fell behind 3-0, 3 goals on 6 shots. And Bob Bugner did not hide his displeasure with Jones's play after the game. He said, you know, that's not the standard of goaltending that we need, and it's not the standard of goaltending that you know, Martin Jones expects out of himself. So, to me, Martin Jones is on notice a little bit, and he's going to be back in the net because Devin Dubnyk, who they got from Minnesota in the offseason, is battling a minor lower body injury, and he's going to be gone for at least 2 more games. So, all eyes on Jones tomorrow. You know, I get the impression that he might be 1 or 2 starts away from the waiver wire here if he doesn't get it together.
Career crossroads, eh?
Excuse me?
Career crossroad?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, when you're in your third year of subpar goaltending, how many chances can you possibly give a guy? And you know he's got some years left on his contract here, but the Sharks brought in Dubnyk, I think, to, you know, as a veteran established guy who's been good in the past. And frankly, Dubnyk, his last 2 starts has been pretty good. So, I would say that. I don't think that's overstating it. It is a crossroads, yeah.
Kevin, you talk about inconsistency in terms of play from a lot of different players on the Sharks, but at the height of their power, if everyone was playing well, what's the ceiling for this team this year?
Well, you know, It's a weird time because, you know, they did finish in last place last year, and they didn't make any changes to the core group in the offseason. I think the hope was that these core guys like Eric Carlson, like Martin Jones, like Timo Meier, Evander Kane, that they were going to return to form, and at the same time they were going to get more contributions from their young guys and some of their depth guys. Now, their younger guys this season have been better than they were last season on the third and fourth lines. Guys like Dylan Gambrell, Nikolai Dijov is a defenseman who kind of came out of nowhere. Noah Gregor is another guy. John Leonard is a winger out of college. He was the leading goal scorer in college last year. So, you know, I think they're younger players. They're in a better position this year to have more contributions from the younger players. But it's probably not enough just because this isn't a team that has any, you know, blue chip, third, fourth, fifth overall picks from the draft waiting to make an impact. These are guys that I think are mostly role players. So I think their upside is limited. They really need the big guys to score and to play defense and just play good hockey if they're going to have any chance at a playoff spot. And, you know, I haven't seen nearly enough to think that's going to happen at this point.
Vegas Golden Knights against the San Jose Sharks tomorrow afternoon, and we can't wait for this one because they're always entertaining no matter where the teams are in the standings. We know that there's a rivalry between the groups. We know there's a rivalry between the players. We know that the two contracts, Carlson and Kane, are weighing down the San Jose Sharks. And so let's go to the individuals. Sports Talk Radio, so we'll address it. Where's Evander Kane's focus, and how's he handled the off-ice distractions?
Yeah, he hasn't talked about any of the off-ice stuff, and obviously everything is Zoom here, so we don't get as much of a window into what's going on as we would in a normal year. Kane's been better since he got bumped up to a line with Logan Couture, and you know, he's still their best goal scorer. He can play. He can have such an impact on a game when he really puts his head down and tries to do that. Just with his blend of speed, physicality, his ability to shoot the puck, his ability to get in front of the net, and really you can say the same exact thing for Timo Meier, who's in his fourth year now, and you know, he's up and down as well. I mean, these two guys are so important. They both are top six wingers. They both, you know, in an 82-game season, they should both be 30 goal scorers, and there's just been a little bit too much inconsistency there.
The Kane thing, you bring up a great point. He's better with Logan, but Kane is a talented enough player that he should be able to drive a line in his own right. He shouldn't need somebody else.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. You know, I'm not sure why at times he seems to, you know, not be noticeable out there. Now, let's face it, playing that physical game isn't easy to do on a night-in, night-out basis. But, you know, there are times where Evander Kane has won games by himself on this team, and they just need a little bit more of that.
You're going to be there tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's first game since March 8th, I think, so more than 11 months.
I don't know, and the things aren't, you're not close. I don't know whether do you know you're going to be sitting in the press box? Are they going to have you somewhere else?
I think so. I got to read these regulations again and figure out.
what I'm trying to get at is
where we're going.
There's the crowd murmur that we're all used to that the National Hockey League has put in. But boy, if you ever get a chance to hear some chatter between either it's Reeves or some of the Golden Knights and Evander Kane, tomorrow night's the one that you want to listen to.
Yeah. I'm hoping we can hear from where we are. You know, it's you guys have been there, right? It's kind of an older building, so it's a little bit closer to the ice in terms of where we sit. You know, it's a great view from that press box, so hopefully we hear a little bit.
Looking forward to it, pal. Kevin Kurz covers the San Jose Sharks for the Athletic. Thanks for joining us on the BGK Insider Show, and stay healthy, please.
Okay. Thanks. You too.